Just one halakha in the laws of Yom Tov. Because we know that we are now about to enter the Yamim Noraim and the Yamim Tovim, Ba'alenu Letovah Be'azat Hashem, starting with Rosh Hashanah. Of course, there is Hadlakat Nerot for Rosh Hashanah. Because the ladies make the Beracha, Shekadeshan, Muzatav Sevan, Ladik Ner, Shel Yom Tov. The question is, when should they light the Nerot? Some have the custom to light it after the men come home from synagogue, and they light it before the Saudah. However, it's more proper for them to light it the same times they would light Nerot Shabbat, which means the regular 18 minutes before sunset, as printed in the calendars, that's the best time for them to accept. So therefore they're going into Yom Tov, everything is prepared already from before. But our Sheila today is as follows. There are some ladies that have a custom all year long, legabeh Nerot Shabbat, to light and then make the Beracha. This is based on different opinions. The Ben Ish Chai brings it down as well in Parashat Noah. The reason why they do that is because this opinion holds that if you're going to make the Beracha first, so already once you say Ladik Nerot Shabbat, as if you accepted Shabbat. So then how could you light the candles? So then they light first, and then they make the Beracha after. We discussed in previous daily halakhot that even though that's not the opinion of Maran, and really that's not the opinion of Acham Avadiyah, Acham Avadiyah holds that one should follow Maran's opinion to make the Beracha first and then light, but Elu ve'elu devrei Elohim Chaim, that if a lady has a custom from her mother and so on and so forth, a mesorah to light, the way the Ben Ish Chai says, she shouldn't change the minhag. That's the tradition that she has. And that's the way Acham Baruch Alav Hashlom followed as well, that every lady should follow the minhag of her mother. So Acham Ben Sion has a question. Is the same mahlokan apply legabeh Nerot Yom Tov? And he writes, absolutely not. Because the whole logic is that you make the beracha, you light first, because when you accept Shabbat, you're not going to be able to light. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light Nerot. And therefore, when it comes to Yom Tov, even the ladies that have the custom like the Ben Ish Chai and the Rama, they should adopt the custom like Maran to make the Beracha first and then light. So therefore, even though there's a machloka the Gabe Shabbat, but there's no machloka the Gabe Yom Tov. So you have to tell your wives that they should always make the Beracha, at least on Yom Tov, Ladik Ner Shel Yom Tov, and then light. That's what he writes over here in Or LeZion Chedek Gimal Perek Yudchet Halacha Aleph. The next question he has is, when should the ladies make the Shehiyanu? We know that ladies have to make Shehiyanu as well on the holiday. So he writes that it is more proper for them to not make the Shehiyanu at the time of the Nerot Shabbat, but they should wait until the Kiddush, and they should answer Amen during that Shehiyanu, and therefore they fulfill their obligation. But ladies that do have a custom to make it during the Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat, Nerot Yom Tov, they have what to rely on. But again, he writes that it is better to wait until the Kiddush.